and on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you found us here online and in person today. It is a lovely Sunday morning to be together as one church family, wherever you are worshiping with us here today. We hope and pray that this time that we've set aside for worship will fill you, will bless us together so that we can be renewed for our journey of faith to serve Christ through whatever we are doing the rest of this day and these coming days together. As we gather for worship, a few things to note about worship today. We don't have our usual tear-off sheet on the right-hand side of our worship bulletin, so if there are prayer concerns that you have in your life, if there are joys that you want to give thanks to God for, feel free to jot them down on a note that maybe you've brought with us and drop it in the offering plate as it's located outside our sanctuary doors. You can also shoot us an email, or if you go to our church website on your phone, burlingtondoc.org, and you click on Back to Church, there's a little online connection card, and so you can fill that out there. But let us know what's going on in your life so that we can be in a spirit of prayer and also joy here together. We also invite our friends, if you're watching online, you can also go to that same place and fill out our connection card there. Because even if you aren't here in this one space, we are still one church family together. We hope that you, if you're watching from home, have ready for your elements for communion that we'll celebrate together later on in our worship service. If it's bread and cup or crackers or soda or whatever you have, we'll need those for worship later on. If you're here with us in person, I hope that you picked up a little prepared communion, a little kit on your way in so that we can celebrate communion later on in our worship service together. As we gather for worship, a few other things to note. Both Pastors Brooke and Justin are away today, and so we pray for them, and we look forward to seeing them back here soon. We're very glad that Annika McVeigh is going to be here with us to lead our children's moment. So let's welcome Annika. We're so glad that she's here today. Along with us, Gavin Hayes is feeling on the drums today, so we're so glad that Gavin's back today. All right. As it's great to have our band leading us in worship, a little note about singing here in church. We have continued to be asked not to sing, to keep our droplets to ourselves, but to hum and to sway and to stand whenever we stand together, or simply just receive the music today as an offering from God. And so we will join in that together. A few other notes. We hope that you saw on the way in that Lillian Rubin has been picking in our tomato garden that's located here on the church grounds, and she picked 100 pounds of tomatoes this past week, and so that's 100 pounds of BLTs and salsa and all that kind of good stuff. And so you can pick some up on your way out of the church today, or if you'd like to place an order for a big 5-pound crate, you can let us know, and we'd be happy to get one for you. We're still collecting backpacks and money for our good friends at the Midtown Gardens neighborhood, our great kids there that we love to serve and watch grow. And so you can find their things out on the right-hand side as you leave the sanctuary here today. We're very excited because tonight starts our virtual VBS. We're super pumped about that. It's going to be on our Facebook page and also on our website. And so you can tune into the stream if you're a kid or if you're a kid at heart. But it should be a great time. If you haven't yet picked up one of our little kind of kits and our little packets, there are still a few on the table outside the sanctuary doors by the little Rocky Railway scene. And so you can grab one of those on your way out. But we hope that you will tune in and share it with your friends. It should be a really great time together. At the end of VBS, every single year, there's always some kind of big Thursday night celebration, if it's s'mores or going roller skating or something or other. And so in these strange times, we still want to have some kind of celebration. And so on Thursday night, from 6:30 to 7:30, there's going to be a drive-through ice cream social. I mean, all good things happen with ice cream, right? I mean, that's about as good as it gets. And so even if you're not a VBS kid, but you want to come for drive-through ice cream, it'll be for everybody in our church family from 6:30 to 7:30 underneath the little canopy on Thursday night. And so come and celebrate VBS with us for ice cream this week. Lastly, for our friends who aren't here in worship, but who are worshiping online, we've been doing a pretty great job these past 3 weeks of being socially distant and wearing our mask and kind of figuring out this new normal. And so as we're kind of figuring out, we've decided that you don't have to make a reservation to come to church. And so if you wake up on Sunday morning and the Spirit moves you and you just want to come to worship, we invite you to come. We'll find a place for you. And if we fill up inside here in the sanctuary, we will video link the service into other classrooms and out into the narthex. And so we invite you to come whenever you are comfortable and ready to come to worship. It is great to be together online and in person. So let's stand to worship God together. Let us pray. O loving God, we give you thanks and praise for this new day because we know that you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. We pray, O God, that you will fill us and bless us here in this time of worship. Because we are good, we pray that your Spirit will fall upon us once again. In the name of Christ, we offer our lives and this time of worship. Amen. We invite you to be seated. As Annika leads our kids in the children's moment, we invite the kids of our church to stand and to wave or to kind of be on the end of the pew and to kind of be where you are as she leads us in our children's moment today.
Good morning. Pastor Justin is on vacation, so you get to listen to me today. How are you all doing? Hey, that's a little better than last week, so glad to hear. If you are not standing, go ahead and stand up because we're going to play a game. It's a simple game. It's really easy. It's Simon Says. So, Simon Says, pat your head. Simon Says, pat your belly. Simon Says, clap your hands. Wave. Oh, caught a couple of you, and I bet I caught a couple of you online. It's very easy to play Simon Says, as you can see. The rules are simple. You do what Simon says, you stay in the game. If you don't listen, and Simon doesn't say, and you do it anyway, you're out. So why is Simon Says so easy, but listening to God is not? Sometimes it's difficult to listen to God. And maybe that's because he's not standing here in front of us. Maybe it's because you can't hear him or see him. But playing Simon Says and listening to God are just as easy. Would you believe me if I told you listening to God might even be easier than playing Simon Says? Well, it is. If we remember what God has told us every day, we can become better people. We can help each other out more instead of putting each other down. A smile or a wave goes a long way. Let's try it right now. Stand up, everybody, and wave or smile to the person behind you. If you're in the back, there should be somebody behind you. If not, wave to somebody in front of you. See? That was easy. If we can continue to do these kinds of things every day, we will become better people and live a fuller life. And that's God's way. That's what God wants. When we follow God and listen to him, we are on one amazing journey in life. Let's pray. Dear Lord, open our hearts so we may listen to you better and follow your rules. Allow us to become better people and enjoy what you have given us. Allow us to spread your wonderful word and share in the happiness of the game of life. In your name we pray. Amen.
We pause in the midst of worship today to offer our hearts and minds and whole selves over to God in a spirit and an attitude of prayer. So let us pray. O God of all grace and glory, on the first day you began creation, bringing light out of darkness. On the first day, you began your new creation by raising Jesus Christ out of the darkness of death. On this first day of the week, this Lord's Day, we come into your presence. Here and now, we pause to pray and we pause to praise. Gathered in this sanctuary, socially distant in pews, online on couches and in easy chairs, in our cars and in lawn chairs, usually meant for ball games and picnics, but here today used as vessels and places for worship. On that first day of creation, you breathed life into your people, and so we pray that you might breathe new life into us here and now. In the darkness of light and the brightness of day, O Lord, you are always present to us. Even as we wrestle with situations that seem to drain us of energy, as we struggle to find out who you call us to be, you reach out to us with reassurance of empowerment and encouragement for the days ahead. Calm our spirits, prepare our hearts and lives to receive your awesome grace. O God of love and mercy, you've called us and all your children into one family through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By his gracious presence, we look with new eyes at the whole human family in all of our brokenness and pain. We seek your strength and determination to embrace all, to love all and to heal all and to share them your good news of hope and life. Even here and now, as we pause to lift to you our joys, O God, we pray that you might hear us as we lift to you our deepest needs, our pressing burdens, our fears and hope. We pray for all those, O God, in this time suffering from pain and illness, the lonely and the despairing, the lost and the worn down by being battered in this world. We pray for all of us, O God, as we're continuing to be affected by this ongoing pandemic. We wonder how long, O God, how long we will still be in this strange new day. As a new month is upon us, O God, we pray especially for teachers and faculty and staff and students and all those who are trying to figure out the best way to go back to school safely. We pray for those administrators who are faced with really difficult decisions and who know that there really is no good answer. And so we pray for discernment. We pray for peace and love, that you will guide us all by your Spirit. Help us, O God, to be aware of the needs of those around us. And we pray for those lives that are closely linked to our own. We pray for our own needs, which we offer you in faith. We know, O God, that your love still resides in us, and so we do not give up on you, even on those days when you seem to be absent and missing, and we cannot feel your love. We know that it is there, because, O God, you have created this world and called it not only good, but very good. And so hear us, O God, as we join our voices together now by praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We're continuing today with our Together Again sermon series. We've been following these past few weeks through the book of Ruth. And so we hear Ruth 2, verses 14 to 23 today. We invite the Spirit of God to be upon us as we hear God's word read in the midst of worship. At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here and eat some of this bread. Dip your morsel in the sour wine." So she sat down beside the reapers, and he heaped up for her some parched grain. She ate until she was satisfied, and she had some left over. When she got up to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, let her glean even among the standing sheaves, and do not reproach her. You also must pull out some handfuls from the bundles and leave them for her to glean, and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. She picked it up and came to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gleaned. Then she took it out and gave her what was left over after she herself had been satisfied. Her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today, and where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The name of the man with whom I work today is Boaz." Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he by the Lord whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "This man is a relative of ours, one of our nearest kin." Then Ruth the Moabite said, "Even said to me, 'Stay close by my servants until they have finished all my harvest.'" Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is better, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, otherwise you might be bothered in another field." So she stayed close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God today for it. The sermon today consists of just four little words, four simple words to remember, to write down, to text away to yourself, to store them in the deep recesses of your memory bank. Just four little words is what our sermon is all about today. Do not give up. Do not give up. You can even make it three if four is too many. Don't give up. Three is even easier than four. Do not give up. That's it. Thanks for coming today, everybody. Have a great week. I hope you all have a lovely time. Enjoy the nice weather outside. That's it. That's the message for today. You can stop listening from here on out. But in those times in life when you want to quit, don't. If you feel like giving up, you shouldn't. When life is hard and things fall apart, we should not give up on God. If being a Christian is difficult and finding God and holding on to faith seems like it does not make any sense at all, we should not give up. If following God doing what Jesus Christ says and loving our neighbor as ourself, if standing up for what is right and seeing the face of Christ upon somebody else feels like it is too much to bear, we should keep on going. It will be okay even when things will not be okay. It will be okay in the end if we do not give up. God will in fact show up. And so don't quit on God. Don't give up on our faith. Keep leaning into our faith. Keep on going is the word for today. It is short. It is quick. It is to the point. Do not give up on God. Don't give up. You see, over these past few weeks together, we've been following our good friend Ruth through her little book in like the first part of the Old Testament. And this tiny little book that bears her name is just 4 chapters long. And it's one of these little books that if you're kind of flipping through your Bible and like your pages are stuck together or like your fingers aren't working quite right, you can easily turn past her book. But for the past couple of weeks, we have been hearing her story, and we heard in her life how she had at least 1,000 opportunities to give up and to kind of pack it in through life. Because not only was she poor, but she was a foreigner, and she was an immigrant in a strange land, and her husband had died, her father-in-law had died, her brother-in-law had died too. And the Bible doesn't say, but I'm pretty sure there were days when the weight of the whole entire world was too much to bear. I can just imagine her laying in her bed late at night, laying there in a puddle of tears. You can imagine her so overcome by the enormity of the loss that she thought, how can I keep on going? I mean, how many of us have felt in like we have been in that situation, losing loved ones, losing jobs, feeling like our whole world is coming crashing down, that the world has stopped spinning, everything is gone. We have been there before. We have felt like Ruth before. She could have easily given up and told Naomi, I'm going to stay here. You go on back. I can hardly face another day. We've been there before. But we heard how she did not give up. How God led her to go. God led her from Moab to Israel to the little town of Bethlehem, where now she meets Boaz, this old relative of her mother-in-law, Naomi. And so in the scene that we heard today, Ruth has been out gleaning in the fields, picking up some of the crops that are left for the poor and hungry, just like herself. And while she is gleaning, the story says, Boaz has heard about her kindness and grace and in her caring for her mother-in-law. And so Boaz, so moved by her grace, invites her to come inside. To come inside and sit to eat with the members of his whole entire household. Come on inside, Boaz says. This may seem like it's just like this little tiny little passing phrase. Come on inside and sit and eat. But just imagine how powerful this was. It's like Thanksgiving Day dinner with your whole entire family. And there's turkey and there's dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy and like green bean casserole and like hot rolls. And the football game is on in like the other room. And all the extra leaves have been put there in the long old table. And literally everyone in your family is there. And when you are just about to sit down, this random person that you hardly know from work stops by and knocks on the door and you say, come on in. Instead of saying, can you come back another day? Like, it's Thanksgiving of all the days. Can you come back on Friday or Saturday or any other day? But instead of saying that, you invite them to come in. It's like that for Boaz. And Ruth, he invites her in, he hands her a plate, and he says, how about a piece of pie? At least in my version of the Bible, he offers her some pie and a roll. Come and eat. If Ruth would have given up, If she would have quit on life way back in Moab, she would never have found herself sitting at that table in Bethlehem. But she didn't give up, and she did not even know where God would lead her. I mean, I'm willing to bet as she's sitting there at that table in Bethlehem, it's one of these scenes that if this were a movie, the camera would pan back and the music would build, and in Ruth's mind, she'd be playing through all the events that have taken place to lead her to this exact moment. She was poor and lonely and a widow, and now she's sitting at this rich man's table eating this good food, being welcomed in by part of his family. She could not even believe it that here she was. If you would have asked her, if she would have dreamed it, she could have never even thought about it. There's no way that she could have picked this spot, but here she is. She trusted and she kept the faith, and look where God led her. How many times in our lives have we looked back only to realize that God has led us here today? And we've been shaped by all those experiences in the past. That God has been faithful through the great days and the wonderful ones. And we're even shaped by the awful days that have happened. That all those days, for better or for worse, God has used them to make us who we are today. That even on those times when we are stuck in the valley of the shadow of death, when life is hard and everything is falling apart, God has led us here today because we did not give up. Because God is still moving and working, and God works on a higher level. We're down here on sea level, and God is moving at like 35, 45,000 feet up on high. God has a longer view in life. All we see is this day and these problems, but God is moving higher and farther than we can ever imagine. Because that's the case, we're called to walk by faith, even when we can't see the road ahead, to trust that it is going to be okay, even when it's not okay. Because we have those four little words. Do not give up. Do not give up, but keep trusting God. Amen.